Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:40.
Kevin Smith is in the studio with us. The new film is called Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Open up on Friday. We don't even have time, by the way,
Friday to talk 24th, about... a week from Friday.
A week from Friday. My bad.
You're terrible. That's what you get for moving to Seattle. You're just so out of the loop. He doesn't pay on the pulse.
Doesn't pay any attention.
Uh-uh. What's it like working with George Carlin again? Is that guy just a genius or what?
He's fantastic. He's, as we all know, one of the most brilliant men alive. But the nice thing is he doesn't feel the need to make you laugh all the time. You can have a real conversation with him.
That's nice.
Where he's just not always on.
Yeah.
But, you know, incredibly insightful.
Yeah,
smart guy. And a really very smart guy, but also like a true pro in terms of just acting. Like, he's not the kind of guy where you have to go looking for him. Like, where's George? Is he in his trailer? We have to shoot. He's just on set waiting.
He's ready to
shoot.
Go. Huh.
And he gives a fantastic performance on and off camera. Even if he's just providing off camera for somebody, same performance he gives on camera. Excellent guy.
It seems like he doesn't even do any acting, really, except for in your films. It's almost like there's not...
He said that he was waiting to play his dream role that nobody's offering, which is that of a clergyman who strangles children. He said, can you write me that role? I said, I already made that picture, sir.
All right, there are so many rumors always swirling around you, Kevin, and what's coming up next for you. Let's talk to Jason real quick. He's in Burbank right now. He's got a question about something we've heard as well.
All right, Jason in Burbank, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, you're on with Kevin Smith.
Cool, I just got a couple quick questions. The first one, do you plan to do Fletch first or the one about being a parent?
I think I'm going to do the one about being a parent first, just because I just did the comedy, and Fletch is going to be another comedy, so I'm going to put one in between that has a little more substance to it.
And second to that, if and when you do Fletch, is it going to be Jason Lee for sure?
If it's not Jason Lee, I don't want to do it.
Okay, you are the best.
Thank you.
I wanted to hear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.
No controversy there.
So you're taking over the...
See, I'm all right.
You're taking over the Chevy Chase film series, right? But you're putting Jason Lee in as Fletch.
Yeah, it's based on... Well, the first movie they did, Fletch, was based on a book by a guy named Gregory MacDonald. He wrote a series of them.
Kevin's eating the muffin.
I'm eating a muffin. I feel so bad.
We get hate mail when people do that, just so you know.
Really?
People are
we had your friend the Afro Man in yesterday. He was chewing gum the whole time he was on. People hated that.
People were mad. He's a funny cat, isn't he?
He is funny, yeah.
He is funny.
But yeah, so the in the Fletch series of books, the sixth or seventh book is a book called Fletch One. And it's a W-O-N. And it's essentially the origin story of how he got a job on the paper. So you need a younger Fletch anyway. We're trying to figure out a way to work in Chevy Chase, which, you know, would require, I guess, a framing device where he's maybe telling the story.
Right.
So you start with him and then you segue to Jason. But that's if he's willing to do it.
How great was he in those movies, though?
Yeah, he was excellent. I mean,
so
you know,
funny.
Chevy's a comedy god.
Have you ever had any connection with him? Have you talked to him?
Yeah, I spoke to him, and then we were going to do, before this movie, version of Fletch, we were going to do a movie at Universal many years ago called Son of Fletch through Imagine and Entertainment. And I just wound up working on Dogma, so it kind of fell apart. And then a few months later, I read in the New York Post they were doing a like kind of 15 years since Fletch story or something to that effect.
Right.
And he was mouthing off about me, about like I was very quote-unquote Hollywood because I said I would do a movie and then I didn't do it or something like
that. Is
that
right?
Yeah, he was very stung and felt the need to go out there and say some nasty things.
All right, while we're talking about Hollywood movies,
yes,
bring us up to speed with what's true and what isn't true about the Planet of the Apes controversy.
What's true is I'm eating again.
Stop eating.
Look at me.
You
I can't.
5 minutes.
I cannot stop eating. That's why I look this way.
What about your girlish figure, Kevin?
It's gone. I left it long ago when I was 10. The Planet of the Apes thing, I was speaking to a guy who writes at the New York Post, Lou Luminick. Excellent dude. And I pointed out, I said, did you see this picture in the comic? I said, did you see Planet of the Apes? He says, yeah. I said, look at this picture in the comic book. And it's a picture in a comic book we did in a miniseries called Jay and Silent Bob. It's now, they reissued it as Chasing Dogma in a trade paperback. But in the third issue, there's an image of the Jay is having this vision of what the world would be like if the monkeys take over.
Right.
And there's an image of the statue.
When the monkeys take over, by the way.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And there's no if about it. And there's an image of the Lincoln Memorial where monkeys are taking off Lincoln's head and replacing it with a chimp's head.
Right.
So when I went to see the movie, I was like, holy cow, that looks exactly like something we did 3 years ago.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, no, I didn't sit there and think, like, I've been robbed. Because, come on, in a world where you're doing that movie... And you want to do an ending that's kind of reminiscent of the other ending with the Statue of Liberty? Yes, there are very few memorials or monuments that you can go to. Is that a Rushmore, right?
Right.
They didn't go that way.
Right.
So I was sitting there with my wife, and I was just like, "That we did that in the comic one." She's like, "No, you didn't." I said, "We did." And I went and got the comic when we got home. She said, "Oh my God, you did." So when I was talking to Lou, I was like, "Did you see it?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Check out this image." And he looked at it. He said, "Oh my, this is a piece." So he wrote about it. And he said, he's like, "Give me a quote." And I was just like, when I saw it, my jaw at the ground, I was felt ripped off. I'm contemplating legal action. And, you know, of course I said it very ironically. That doesn't really translate in the
paper at all.
And the New York Post, which is a paper I adore, they love to stir controversy.
Sure.
So they immediately got on the phone with Tim Burton's people, and they were just like, "Kevin Smith says Tim robbed him. What's up?" And Tim sent a comment back that was just like...
Scathing.
Scathing, it was.
Horrible.
It was just like, F Kevin Smith. But it was more, it said, anyone who knows me knows I don't read comics, and I would especially never read anything created by Kevin Smith. Which I thought was an excellent quote for the jacket of a book. Like, if I write a book, I'm going to put that right, you know, I would never read anything written by Kevin Smith, Tim Burton, Planet of the Apes.
Why does Tim Burton dislike you so much? Because of...
Some people have surmised that, or theorized that it was because of the Superman thing, and I guess it's filtered back to him over the years that I tell that story quite a bit at college gigs, and I did it on Conan and just a few times on Stern. But it's one of those things that you just wind up talking about, and I never really bash him in the story. I just tell the story of why I'm not working, because people ask, "How come you're not doing Superman anymore?" And it's a very long story, so you have to tell it.
Right.
But... part of the story is me maintaining that he wanted to do his own version with Superman, presumably dressed in black with scissors for hands. You know, real light jabs
at
a dude who's a multi-billionaire. And I guess that kind of got back to him. So when he heard this Planet of the Apes, I don't know. Look, I don't know what's on Tim Burton's mind. I saw Planet of the Apes. I still don't know what's on Tim Burton's mind. But that's the nearest I can figure. And, of course, somebody calls you up and they're like, "This dude, this kind of C-list director... You know, said you robbed him." Of course, he's going to be like, "You know, here's
right,
my
sure,
quote."
Sure, sure. Right. What would you like?
The
to
funny
do
thing, with... though, that I really found amusing was not only did he give that quote, it came through the office of his publicist, whose name is Bumble Ward. You guys must have dealt with Bumble Ward. Can you imagine? It's only in L.A. But then after Lou went to press with the story, he said they called back and they were like, "And another thing, he's got more quotes."
Oh my God!
He wanted to sling a few more quotes, going like, "What is Kevin Smith doing? Why does he have so much free time that he can come out and attack Tim, you know, while Tim's movies in theaters, blah, blah, blah."
Unbelievable.
It's like, it was a joke, lady.
Wow.
Calm down,
that's
man.
Scary that they would back react up. That big.
But, you know, it's like, it's misunderstood. It's coming through different channels, and I'm sure it wasn't painted as a joke when it was told to him. But,
right.
Yeah. But whatever. I mean, I thought it was kind of interesting. Tim showed his true color, because he's always painted as very quirky, artist, eccentric.
Yep.
And then when his back's against the wall, he's just like, "I'll tear his heart out."
Like a cat.
The guy that made Clerks, who cares? I made Batman. Bruce Wayne.
As a director, a guy who's and a guy who has such a huge comic book background, do you think he had any idea what the ending was supposed to mean in Planet of the Apes, or do you think they just put it up there because it made you...
I read a story in USA Today about it where they were just like, "We know what it means, but we ain't telling," which usually means we have no idea what it means.
We have no idea what it means. Okay,
we just thought
it would
be a cool visual gag or something like that.
That hasn't
hurt the movie at all. I mean,
it's going to
make $180 million.
It sure seemed like a cop out though, because at the end of a movie where you're trying to make sense of everything, it doesn't make sense. You just throw it in there, and
I mean, at the end of the day, did it matter? It had monkeys on horsebacks with spears. I mean, that's all you really need.
That's a good point.
What do you want to do if you had the opportunity to reinvent the Superman character? Being
nothing. I mean, I was not one of the. It wasn't my raison d'etre. I was just hired to do it for a little while by Warner Brothers, and I had to work off of a storyline that they wanted to use that existed in the comics, where Superman died and then came back to life.
Could he kill Steve Kometko? Could you have your Superman do that?
Nobody can kill Steve Kometko. Nobody should.
All right. It's 8:49. What time does Kevin have to be out? By 9? By 9 o'clock? One more break when we come back?
We could do one more.
You guys have been pathetic. I can't believe you guys.
Roland, hold on. We got to take another break, all right?
I've been holding up for like an hour.
All right, just a little bit longer. Hold on. We'll come right back. All right, don't go away. Kevin Smith is here.
Singular Wireless would like to clear up one...